Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, one of the greatest filmmakers in history, in my view, Mickey Willis is here. And I'm not just saying that to hype it up. He really is making films that affect change, that are going to make sure I'm not living in a lockdown and that I control my body and that my children's bodies and my wife's bodies are free. And that's a big deal. He's reaching hundreds of millions of people, and we need to celebrate that and understand how important that is. The third in your pandemic series, The Great Awakening, is here. It's free. It's amazing. Everybody needs to see it. But more importantly, this audience is already pretty awake. You need to share it. Mickey Willis, how do we do that?
You go to plandemicseries.com, and as you see the download and share button right there, download that, keep it on your device with unlimited, no restrictions, share it all over the world. That's how we get the news out there and bypass the gatekeepers.
Talk about the film a little bit here.
Well, the film starts with my story, as you mentioned, Alex, and I was really reluctant to put this in there because I have a little bit of a reaction to putting myself in my own movies. But it was my crew who kind of had a come to Jesus moment to say, you're avoiding what we feel is the most important narrative in here, and that is you were a big part of these people for a while. And so I was on the road in 2016 documenting Bernie Sanders' campaign. I was all in. I bought into the idea that democratic socialism was different than socialism. But as I got on the road and started to interview people from California all the way to Philadelphia, I started to see sickle and hammer stickers on laptops and water bottles. I started to see young men with Che Guevara shirts and Mao Zedong and Lenin shirts and hats. And I thought, is this a meme? Are you guys trying to be edgy? Or what's really going on here? And they would do their best to convince me that Bernie's new form of socialism would lead to a new form of communism, and that is what would save America. It's the only thing that would unite and save America and bring everyone into this utopian balance. And as I asked them to share it with me, I said, how are you going to do this? How will you redistribute the wealth? I understand we have some people at the top that are very greedy, that are doing great harm to the people at the bottom, and so I'm all for helping the people at the bottom. I come from a single mom on welfare. How are you going to do this? And they said, well, through taxation. And I said, who's going to collect the taxes? And they would say, I guess that would be the government. And I would ask them, I said, do you trust the federal government? No. Do you like the way the federal government is spending our tax money now? No. So you want to give them more? I don't understand this. And so it was just, I was perplexed by how many people were fiercely fighting for an ideology that they barely understood. And that's when I asked the question that woke me up. And the question that I show in the film, too, was that it was a two-part question. It began with, are these people hypnotized? Because something seems off here. They're intelligent. They're educated. Yet their logic is out the window. And so then I realized, well, hold on a second. I'm part of them. I'm with them. I'm on their team. And then I ask myself the question, am I hypnotized? And as I say in the movie, it was like a faith healing. Suddenly, this what I couldn't see and hear before, I could see. And it was like this snap-to-grid moment where I woke up and I started to realize that I was part of something that had control over us.
You were out from under the spell. Let's go to break and come back and talk more about that. And you're a thread that takes people through the film to help them awaken as well. This is not for the choir. This is for those that we've not reached, the prodigal sons and daughters. See the film now. Share the film now. We'll put the URL on screen. This is so important. This is an action item. Mickey Willis, congratulations on the great job. God bless you and your crew.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, and again, what I did just there for viewers, everybody knows this, sometimes in this first five-minute segment, some stations don't carry, I'll do a promo or a plug. I asked him to just kind of condense the film down there so we can take that out and run that as a promo, and I'm not getting money for this, neither is he. He made this and did all this to warn people and to stop the next lockdown, the next control. And you were telling me, and we'll talk about this later, your next film is going to be on the climate hoax, which again, we got real serious environmental problems. The planet's in trouble, folks. They're using, this is the cover for all the bad stuff they're doing. And when it falls apart, they blame us instead of fixing it. They're on such power trips. They said they're going to be God and create all, and the earth doesn't even matter, and they're going to merge with silicon. This is crazy. The people running the environmental movement are evil.
The globalists are only humans. Yeah, they have control of the central banks. They have a lot of power, but they can be defeated. But some of their operations are going to take decades to stop. But one thing you can do right now is take control of your body and your family's body by purifying the water that you drink and that you cook with. And you do it with the highest quality gravity-fed filter out there. This thing does 10,000 gallons. You can sit there and put hundreds of gallons through it a day. It purifies very quickly, and it cuts out thousands of chemicals to non-detectable levels. This is what I use, which my family uses. It's the very best system out there for the lowest price. For a limited time, 10% off on top of that, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on the Alexa Pure water filtration system. In stock and replacement filters for folks that need those in stock. Get it today and it funds the InfoWar. Don't procrastinate. This is one of the main areas we can take control of our lives and stop the globalists from hitting us with poison that they allow in the water supply. In some cases, they add to the water supply like fluoride.
I was summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville, would you like a ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In the front seat.
We're back with the one and only Alex Jones, Mrs. Alex Jones, and the one and only Mickey Willis. Alex, I'd imagine you've got some people out there who know who you are. We're at the premiere of The Great Awakening. Why are you here?
This film could be the most important film ever made. I've seen large excerpts, not the final cut. It documents this assault on humanity, this tyrannical takeover, this seduction of our minds, this attempt at a total takeover of society. So we must defeat this, not just for the dead and the abused from what we've seen the last few years, but because they're planning new pandemics, new lockdowns, more controls. This is the most important subject, and Mickey Willis is the best filmmaker on the topic. I can't wait to see the final cut. It's up to the viewers and listeners to make it number one, to go out to not hundreds of millions like Pandemic, but billions, and we'll break the back of Bill Gates and Fauci once and for all. Your future's in your hands. It's in the goddamn.
I think I speak for everybody. A little career advice. If you could bring a little bit of passion to your work, I think the message would go down.
Serious. They killed us with ventilators. They killed us with lockdowns. They killed us denying therapeutics. They're starting World War III with Russia. They're saying the UN says we ended the last pandemic to be heroes when the next pandemic comes. They're preparing to launch the next attack. So, I mean, it's real. So, I mean, damn right I got passion. I didn't like being locked down for a year and a half. I didn't like the third world lockdown for over 2 years, mass starvation and death. But you were fighting. Mickey was fighting. My wife was fighting. And we're fighting together. This film is so damn important, folks. I can feel the zeitgeist. Thousands of people are here tonight. Victory's in our hands. If we got the ball. Now we got to carry the ball down the field.
I used to watch Alex Jones. Now I study Alex Jones. Thank you, Alex, for being
here. Brother, love you. So my wife's your biggest fan, by the way.
No, amazing.
She wants to marry you. She does, actually. Watching all the time, wears his shirts and stuff. Okay, so, Mickey, I'm getting really serious here. I mean, seriously, if we don't take this serious, they want to depopulate us, we're done. And that's why I made a big deal about Global Climate Intelligence Group, a whole bunch of Nobel Prize winners, including the guy that won the Nobel Prize for Physics last year, have done a giant analysis. This is just the synopsis. Is like 30 pages long. I'm trying to read through. I'm going to do a special show Saturday about it. It details the plan to cut off resources and starve millions for control. So your next film is going to be about the carbon tax. I know that with the lockdowns and I know with all the toxic waste and all the things, the Earth has real issues. But the way they're telling us the world's going to end, and we can't save it, they're getting us ready to believe society's going to collapse and things are going to go through all this. So they have the pretext of the controlled implosion to then take control of civilization. That's their admission. So we're not saying there isn't toxic waste or overfishing or environmental problems or seas of plastic or things we can make better.
But all the solutions they're giving us are bridges to nowhere. You're a really smart guy that studied this. I know we're putting the cart in front of the horse here, but tell us some about what you're working on in the next film.
Well, the next film is going to be about energy and the importance of energy independence. It's going to go beyond that. Of course, we're going to address the climate change hoax. As an environmentalist and veteran environmentalist, I will tell you that this narrative is doing so much harm to the environment because it's taking our eye off the ball of pollution. And we are, as you mentioned, polluting the heck out of this planet. And it's creating this invisible beast that only politicians can slay. And that's the game, right? They don't want us. The moment we call it pollution, we know we have the technology, and the funding that we just sent to Ukraine would take care of cleaning up our soil, our air, our water, all of it. And the way that the traitors within our nation has sold out our energy independence is very dangerous, because now the entire game is about creating a state of dependency. And we are dependent upon other nations now that are our adversaries. And so they now have the ability to do great harm because we're not energy independent.
That's right. All the authoritarians have unlimited fossil fuels.
Yeah.
And then we're not given all the free energy and real technology. We're given windmills and crap that doesn't even work.
That's exactly right. And down to a micro level, too, understanding what these bodies are capable of. There's so much more that these instruments called our bodies are capable of that have been kept from us through time. If we understand the power of sound and vibration alone, there's so much to learn from that of what these bodies emit, what they receive. And they want to sever us from that divine intelligence, that infinite intelligence that will guide us into a right way of being.
The internet of the universe.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. You've had a lot of people on your show for years who have talked about this, who are far more advanced than I'll ever be with it. But I'm going to have.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's all of us can jack into God in the infinite. And they don't want us to do that for some reason. No, folks, it's real. And you get the message you get when you jack into it. It's like love, success, beauty, unlimited power, unlimited goodness, unlimited love. It's right there. And it's like what you said last hour. You wake up out of their trance.
Yeah.
And it's like, what in the world was I missing? You get that chill up your spine. You're like, man.
See, that to me is the great awakening. So there's levels of awakening, right? We can awaken on a personal level, on a spiritual level, on a political level. But the great awakening is that experience right there. And I've talked about this online before, so I'll mention it here on InfoWars because I don't think you have any boundaries here.
No.
My wife and I, we were involved in ayahuasca ceremonies around the world for about 7.5 years, and that is an ancient ceremony that takes place that where you consume a tea that, as most people know, that bring you into an experience to understand what you just talked about right now. And I've witnessed people from the top of the Andes to people in Italy and Ecuador and the United States and all over the world, having this unified experience of coming back and literally letting the nature of the intelligence of this plant concoction that would wake them up into what you just mentioned, which is the great awakening.
I'm told there's a message in the plan. I will admit, I'm not scared of much because I'm already kind of jacked in. I'm scared to do it. I know you've invited me. I thought about it. I've also had like former top Delta Force commanders say that changed their lives. They want me to go do it with them and stuff. I mean, we're NASA's involved and stuff.
I've never seen anything snap people to grid. And it's not fun. It's not a
you know, like the NASA people are taking it. All the top military people.
Of course, all the people that are wanting to understand humanity and control them are all partaking in these things and keeping them from the people. And so it's time to open up these technologies. We did that for 7 years. I haven't done it in many years since then. But what the point to that is witnessing people that speak a variety of languages come into this experience where you sit for 4 or 5 hours and you remember who and what you are. You suddenly see the
schematics. But if I already feel
life.
That, should I then take it?
I think everybody should partake in it a couple of times because it's not an addictive situation. It doesn't cause addiction. It actually heals addiction. It can correct a lot of the damage that's been done through this toxic societies that we have been forced into.
And by the way, I agree that NASA and the Pentagon have been doing this for 50, 60 years. That's come out in documents that they've been suppressing it. And then they decided to put LSD out for whatever reason. But the guys I know, it's people in the government that are actually awake to the New World Order, but also had serious PTSD. And I'm saying, like, former, I mean, all sorts of people, like, you know, the B-2 bomber pilots, the astronauts, the Delta Force commanders,
yeah.
they're saying they're being freed by it. And so right around the same time, I've got them saying, hey, come to this facility, we'll do this. And people are like, and I don't think it's mind control, because I know folks that have done it with them. It's that final thing I've not done.
Well, I filmed for about 3 years. I documented veterans with PTSD doing this sort of work in Baja, Mexico.
It's the only thing that works, right?
And it was incredible to see them. A lot of them were addicted to drugs. They were suicidal. They were having really hard issues integrating into society. And a few ceremonies, times that they would partake in this work. And it was amazing to watch probably 99% of them have a realization of the damage that was done, and to allow that to be cured internally and go back into being a father, go back into being a husband, and having a greater strength than they had before the damage was done. And so there's a lot that we need to learn from nature. And believe me, these people that are at the helm of these agendas, they know it. They know that this planet that provides everything. So every medicine and food that we need grows right from the ground. And I've been saying this a lot lately because it's time for us to remember this. Crack open a carrot, and it looks like the iris of an eye, and it's eye food. Open a walnut, two hemispheres, and it looks like a mini brain, it's brain food.
Stay there, this is power.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Talked to him for 100 hours. We're very honored to have him. I'm going to try to shut up now and finish your point about food and the magic of how God programmed it all.
Yeah.
You see right there, they get into RFK, they get into the other candidates. I mean, he used to be one of the top political guns for the Democrats, creating their propaganda. Then you woke up, and it's a sign that so many other people can wake up. It doesn't mean we then just go support the Republicans blindly either, but we support the real issues that are pro-human, pro-planet, pro-future.
Yes. Okay, before commercial, I was mentioning that this planet grows everything right beneath our feet. So everything we need, every food and every medicine. As I said, crack open a carrot, you look at it, the center of it, it looks like the iris of an eye, and it's eye food. A walnut, two hemispheres of brain, a mini brain, it's brain food. Bell pepper, four chambers, looks just like the shape of a heart. It's heart food. Avocado, in the shape of a womb with a seed inside, and it's great for the cervix. And these come in primary colors. So it's almost as if God, Mother Nature, whatever you want to call it, knew that at one time that we would lose our way and that we would start to shift towards a synthetic digital world. And it made these things in primary colors like Legos so that we could remember. This is our.
Well, it's like a woman's breast has a target on it. I mean, seriously, it's like it's all
truly. And so it's important for us to understand that this that the powers of nature have been kept from the people. And there, we have so much more potential. And once we realize that, once we rise above this idea that a lot of the movies, a lot of the industry that I escaped from, Hollywood, which it seems to be dying right now. And I'm not mourning. Trust me. But the narratives that have been passed on, convincing humanity that we are a failed experiment, that we are a parasite, a cancer on the planet, all of these narratives through all the sci-fi films, some of my favorite films, including The Matrix, have had these narratives that have brought us into this place. Even biblical narratives have done some damage when they're misused. Of we're just the lowly sinners. And we have to survive.
Truth is, we're made in the image of God and have an awesome potential.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's really dangerous when we look upon ourselves. If we really respect God, whatever you call your creator or your greater power, then
God doesn't build crap.
We wouldn't look down on who we are. We would see this as a gift. And what we have, who we are and who we're not, we would recognize that we're divine in our own unique way. And so that's one of the messages that I think is when we step into that as humanity, when we realize that we've been dehumanized. And as I say in The Great Awakening, at the end of the film, I say we have a choice between dehumanization and rehumanization. Dehumanization requires nothing from us but to allow that process to continue.
Be lazy, roll over and die. But it's the animating contest. The left thinks being weak and going along is powerful. Because they think of being good as hard. No, it's like lifting weights or exercising. I'm not perfect, but I did this morning. That's actually empowering. We're supposed to fight this and be strong.
That's right, except for now it's been declared that exercise is a right-wing thing.
That's right, I forgot.
Stay away from that, Alex.
Well, I'm kind of getting less right-wing then, all right.
Yeah, so, you know, of course, when you look at these narratives, when you look at the body positive movement, which is basically glorifying obesity and all of that, you understand that all of these narratives are to move us away from health, from mental health, from physical health, from healthy relationships, healthy family. And for me, it's what I found as a foundation of my life. If my family is in good shape, I'm in good shape and I can do my best work. And so nothing gets in the way with me spending time with my two sons. Nothing gets in the way. I still coach Little League. I still get involved in that, even though I'm very busy.
You got a beautiful family, by the way.
Thank you so much. I have an incredible wife. I'm blessed and grateful beyond words. that I've been able to have this. You know, I come from a dysfunctional family, wonderful family, wonderful sisters, a brother who was killed by Anthony Fauci, which kind of was my...
He's in the movie.
Yeah, that's right. A small bit in there describing of how I understood. A lot of people ask me, how were you so quick to release a movie in May 4th, 2020, spelling out in clear detail what was going to happen? And I said, because I know the history of Anthony Fauci. When he's, you've lost a family member to the work that this man did in the 80s and 90s, it blew my mind that he was back and at the helm of our global health response. And that's when I knew right away that something something affected.
Well, you know, the Dallas Buyers Club, my dad owned a part of a small, he's co-owner of a small hospital in Rowlett, Texas, and he knew some of the doctors that were actually in the, you know, the book, yeah, Dallas, right, Buyers Club, that got made into a movie of Matthew McConaughey. I remember being a little kid around the dinner table, my dad's so mad, going, AZT shuts off your immune system and kills you. Once this virus goes through you, they just get nutrition, they're going to live. You're talking about the doctors he knew that were being blocked from. So my dad knew the people that were giving people that had HIV and AIDS, yeah, the stuff to save him. I remember him being so mad. So then all these decades later, it comes out. So Fauci literally did kill your brother. And my dad was there witnessing it in Dallas.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very similar to what's happening. It continues to happen today. People are need to wake up to the drug remdesivir, which was Anthony Fauci's AZT of today. And that drug has killed tens of thousands of people. We're making it. I have several movies in production right now. One is called Follow the Silenced, which is we've been following the people who undertook the jab in the very beginning during the trials, and they were terribly, terribly damaged. Some confined to a wheelchair for life.
Wow.
We've been following them for 2 years. That's called Follow the Silenced. We have another film called Bad Medicine, which is all about remdesivir and ventilators killing people. We just did an interview yesterday with a man who his doctor had to climb a fire escape. His family doctor had to climb up a fire escape into this hospital because they wouldn't allow anyone in there that wasn't vaccinated. And they told him, do not give him remdesivir. We know what it does. And they snuck it into his IV bag. And the doctor had to climb up the fire escape, put him in a wheelchair, was wheeling him out. A nurse put her foot in front of it, just like from a horror movie, and said, where are you going? She went to get security, and they talked the maintenance worker into, she locked the elevator to unlocking the elevator so they could escape and save this man's life. This is happening in America.
These are death camps.
They're death camps. We have stories of people being helicopter rescued off of roofs of hospitals.
Wow.
In America. How many stories I've heard of people who went in there and they said they could not be in the room with their family. They said, do not give them remdesivir, and they did, and it created kidney failure, so they put them on a ventilator, and that's the final straw.
Which was the same thing with AZT. These criminals are the same crime over and over again.
Over and over again. Yeah, it's the same thing.
I know you did it a little bit in the movie, and we're not... it's sad, but just a minute on your brother. We're on the break, but a minute on what happened with that.
Absolutely. So my brother was 14 years older than I was. He was gay, and he lived with AIDS for a number of years. And then this new medicine came along, and they said this will cure him of it. He will go into remission if he takes this medicine. He started to take the medicine and became visibly worse immediately. Lost
wow.
weight. He was just throwing up every single day. And this ultimately killed my mom, Alex, as I mentioned in the movie, because all of my brother's friends started to approach my mom and my older sister, who were kind of taking care of my brother, and they said, you know, it's the AZT that's killing them. Take them off of that. But then my mom, I remember her saying, well, who do I listen to? My son's friends? Or you know, this America's doctor, this Anthony Fauci.
Stay here. Well, I don't want to cut this off. This okay. is so important, folks. And this is exactly what my dad was so mad around the kitchen table. I mean, I remember my dad like 20, 30 times, like so pissed in the 80s because he was a doctor and he saw this happening in Dallas and saw them murdering people by denying them good drugs and giving them bad ones. AZT, they've known since day one. Tell the rest of the story, Mickey.
Yes.
Wow. The Great Awakening's here, folks.
The globalists aren't just targeting us through the poison shots or the electromagnetic 5G or the GMO crops. They're hitting us with hundreds of chemicals that the EPA has authorized companies and industry to use. One of the top pesticides used is atrazine. The allowable level the government admits that they allow to be in your water supply is enough to sterilize you and basically turn your son into a feminized mutant. Look it up. Don't let them do this to your family. We have the very best gravity-fed filter system out there. Highest rated at half the price of leading competitors. The Alexa Pure, ready to ship to you right now. We have replacement filters for folks who have already gotten it. It does 10,000 gallons before you replace them. It is amazing. It's great for your home, your business. You can put swamp water in it, tap water, whatever, well water. Almost everything's contaminated. This is how you take control of the fluids in your body and counter the globalist onslaught. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we're running a 10% discount. That is a huge discount to start at the lowest price out there. You need this filter.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Here's a little comedy, folks. Here's a first look at a new t-shirt we're coming out with. It's Responsibilities versus Me Enjoying Life. It's a shot of Owen and myself a couple years ago, acting silly in studio. We'll do an overhead shot here in a minute so people can see this. That's a little sneak peek of something coming up soon. Pretty ridiculous. And then something fun here. Mickey Willis saw this. This is a joke that one of my friends sent me. Well, I guess that settles the old argument, the chicken or the egg, who came first. there you go. But Mickey, sorry.
Now back to something a little more serious.
Back to the serious subject. Recap.
Okay.
Your brother, AZT.
Okay. So brother lived with AIDS, was suddenly prescribed AZT, got worse immediately. My brother's friend started to tell my mother. This is it's the drug that's killing him. Anthony Fauci's on TV with Liza Minnelli and Elton John and all these celebrities praising his genius. And so, of course, my mother had no choice but to listen to somebody who was far more qualified than my brother's friends. AZT ended up killing my brother. My mom was a cancer survivor and would have survived into her late years. But the guilt the of being one of the people who decided to keep my brother on AZT, within 34 days later, after my brother's funeral, my mom died.
Wow.
Allowed the cancer to come back. So there's also an incredible lesson there, which is really about our will to live. We've heard all the stories about when, you know, an old couple that's together 60 years, and one of them dies 2 weeks later, the other one goes.
Well, it's a fact. In fact, there's some statistic like over half the people, once their spouse dies, they're dead within 1 year.
That's right. And so that's an important subject, Alex, because all of this mayhem that's happening is really targeted to lower our will to live, because when we have less to live and die for, when our families are separated, when there's no more attraction between men and women, when men are not allowed to be men, when women are trying to be men and you know, following a false role like that, the our will, our natural primal intrinsic role to and desire to evolve and to procreate starts to dwindle. And that's what all of this is about. That's what all the negative news is about. That's what all of the chaos is about, because I've had so many people say lately, I just can't take anymore.
It's killing our life force, and young people don't want to have jobs or live because they believe the world ends in 2030. No, yeah. It's about to really begin. They're scared of what we're about to do.
That's exactly right. And if you look at every story that's ever been told that's worth remembering, there is a point, and I said this and a lot more in Plandemic 2. The last 5 minutes of Plandemic 2 is one of my favorite things that I've ever edited, because it talks about the history of the hero's journey, and that there's a point when the hero is brought to their knees and the audience believes for a second, oh my God, the dragon just defeated the hero. That person that I just fell in love with, invested in for the last hour and a half, is now dead. And then we have that cliche moment where the hero the finger twitches or the eyes flutter open, and the hero rises with a new determination and slays the friggin' dragon. And that's the stage we're in right now. And so we're about to face the fiery crescendo that all these movies, I can't even watch Avengers movies anymore, because it's the same plot over and over.
And again, and it's art imitating life. It's real.
That's why it's the same plot over and over, because it's our story. It's our story, and the light always defeats the darkness. But that's the moment. And what is the message that the heroes always learn within the story? They're reluctant. They go out looking for the savior. They're looking for the hero to try to solve this global crisis. And they're told, the forces within, you are the one. And so that.
And Christ said that too. Like the mainline church goes, oh, don't believe it's in you. That's being, no. Through us, God through us works. And Christ said, pray in private. Don't pray up on the hill how you're like one of these fake priests,
yes,
these Pharisees. It's God is within you. We're not God, but we are in the universe God made, connected to God. We're part of God, which makes us God, but not the big God.
That's right. That's right. I don't know what to say other than thumbs up.
That makes sense?
It makes total sense. And it is one of those sacred secrets that have been kept from the people to understand and to almost make us feel guilty of trying to connect with being a fragment of the great power, right? It's almost like we're not qualified to suggest that we are a creator of this reality, too. That's only God's job.
We are God experiencing this realm. I mean, we are, like my dad likened it to like a compound eye of a dragonfly.
Yeah.
It's got thousands of, we're like, we are part, and so is a part as great as the whole? Yeah, it's all the same thing.
It's like every cell within our body, right? Every cell has a function. The cell at the bottom of your right toe and the cell on the top of the crown of your head. These cells they're charged with a command to bring life to this body. And if those cells are at odds, we have disease. And so right now, the humans, as the cells on the body of this planet, we are diseased.
The earth has cancer.
The earth has cancer. But we're not cancer. The people aren't cancer. We have to understand that because of the ideologies that have been fed to us and continuing to see people as other, we are not actually involved in our greatest role and our greatest purpose to be here, which is to procreate and to create life. And so this is the moment that we activate. You mentioned the word renaissance. I love the word renaissance because this is the new renaissance. This is the moment. The renaissance era is known for being colorful and creative and artistic, and that's when poetry emerged and all these beautiful expressions
music,
of the human spirit.
Writing.
All of that. And so this
printing
is
press.
The time for us exactly to get busy and to get creative. And also to one of the greatest things that's happening right now, Alex, that I've experienced in my lifetime, I believe, are the boycotts that are happening. Because the people are actually
flexing our muscles.
That we have the power we always have. And now by voting with our dollar, by not giving Target our money, by not giving Anheuser-Busch or Ben & Jerry's or whatever it might be, we're doing damage to what they care about most, which is their bottom line. And so it is up to us. We are the ones. Someone said to me the other day, they said, we just got to take Klaus Schwab out of the game. And I said, well, Klaus Schwab, there'll be another Klaus Schwab.
Now we got to kill his ideas.
Right behind him. What we have to do is stop participating in his tyranny. All these CEOs and big tech people that are buying into...
Skip the break. I want you to speak to this. Exactly. People call me and go, well, they're attacking us and killing us with shots. Let's kill them. And under universal law, they are killing us. We have a right to do that. But that'll turn them into victims. We have to be Christ-like and not participate and build the new system.
Well said.
So keep going. Sorry to interrupt.
Well, that's the whole point is, you know, and there's all this fear about AI, right? Well, yeah, AI can destroy us. And there's people that will wrong.
But all it does is plagiarize us. So we certify what's pro-human. We celebrate ourselves. Instead of having a death force, we have a life force, and we celebrate ourselves.
Look,
we celebrate our culture. We celebrate our films. We celebrate our women, our men, our children. We celebrate everybody.
Well, take a look at food, drugs, sex, all of it. Nothing is inherently wrong about any of those, except for the way that we engage with it. We're irresponsible in the way we overeat, or we eat non-food, or we abuse sex. Our language can be a weapon or a tool. So once we become more responsible, but that comes with elevating our perception of who and what we are. The moment we see ourselves as something divine, then we start to think in a divine manner and realize that we are capable of making higher choices on this planet. And then we recognize agendas like Klaus Schwab and World Economic Forum, and no one participates in it. So all these big tech people that are out there going along with ESGs, but now we have Warren Buffett's of the world coming out saying, stop, it's bad for business. Don't go there anymore. So there's incredible...
They're jumping on the bandwagon. But
we need to sell...
And so many listeners get mad. They go, oh, Elon Musk, and then we're going our way. No, that's what it looks like when we win.
Yes.
We've got to be ready to win.
Absolutely. There's a lot to celebrate, and there's a lot of victories that are happening every single day that are hard to keep track of because they're happening so rapidly.
That's what I want to say is the victory level is insane, but I don't want to be overconfident.
No.
The enemy is going to pull something. I mean, they are on the ropes right now, and I'm not living in fear, but I think we should be really concerned. They're trying to World War III Russia. They're pre-programming a power grid outage. They're going to do a Hail Mary or a group of them. I'm really concerned. What do you think?
I think that's the one thing that we all have to be very vigilant of, to be on a very serious note. The alliance that's being built between adversaries such as Russia and China, and the Biden administration is doing a really great job at pushing those people closer together. It becomes a very serious situation for us here. We're used to wars.
We're being positioned for defeat.
That's right. Yeah. And so these, when you talk about what are they willing to do next, it is not beyond them to actually...
If they can't run America...
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was a currency he had. It was like, well, I'm going to make 100 phone calls today and tell people how great they are. I'm like, sir, I don't want to be told how great I am. Listen to me. There's operatives in the White House now.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fiona Hill goes on 60 Minutes and goes, Alex Jones told him I was a globalist. I don't even know what that is. She was the editor of TheGlobalist.com. I mean, it's just like, it's just crazy. It's crazy.
It is. It is, Alex. And it's only going to get crazier, as we mentioned. We're going to reach the fiery crescendo. Who knows what that's going to look like. But all I do know is that the people will rise. They're rising now. One of the unintended consequences of the COVID situation is that it has birthed a generation of citizen journalists. As I've been saying, I used to be able to go out on stage and talk about my latest research, and you'd see people jaws dropped and shaking their heads. They couldn't believe it. And now I can't do that anymore. When I mention something on stage,
nodding heads.
Everybody's nodding. I've seen that. And then they yell out something that I'm not even aware of. Like they've taken to the next level.
The Great Awakening's here.
It's here.
So let's expand on that, because I really respect you, and I mean that. Mickey, you're probably my favorite guest. And I beg you to come on. You've been too busy. I understand. I'm glad you're here today. I'm a little concerned because I'm like, well, I'm more RFK, and you're like, well, Democrat Party, and I get it. Why prop up that edifice, or we could take it over? you know, for the people, I'd rather have two viable parties than, you know, just one. I don't want a one-party system. I don't think Republicans are trying to create a one-party system. They've got their blue bloods that are, and neocons that are a big problem. But you're kind of like, I mean, RFK Jr. himself, good guy.
Very good guy. And I'll make a prediction right now. I did this roundtable, live roundtable, with a bunch of doctors, and I think I was the only non-doctor on there. I believe so. And I hit him with some hard questions about climate change because I was very concerned. I actually met him years ago. I was directing a show about climate change. That's how I met him. And so I knew where he stood with that, and I asked him some tough questions. He's, since that roundtable, has come out to made some incredible statements about how climate change narrative has been hijacked and it's being used to fearmonger and terrorize the people. And that I appreciate so much because that's what I care about the most, the fact that our next generations are so terrorized that they're vowing not to have children because they think the world's going to end in 8 years. And so I predict, and I said this on the roundtable to him, I said I have a problem with doing anything that supports the Democratic Party as somebody who escaped that party. And, you know, if there ever was a time to create the viability for a third party, the moment is now. Why don't you branch off and go with a Tulsi Gabbard or someone like that who's already gone independent? And so that's my prediction. I believe that as you had mentioned, like with this, what happened today with the testimony, they're going to push so hard against him. They're going to go after his family. They're going to do such a dark job of smearing him that he's going to be forced at one point to actually leave the party and to admit that it's no longer the party that his uncle and father represented.
And that'll be the Death Democratic Party.
And that...
A Kennedy will kill that party that deserves to be killed.
That's my prediction.
Wow. And then he be, as a, only the libertarians are on the ballot everywhere. I see them kind of as quasi-controlled, but... What would be the mechanics of that? He's such a force, though. And I agree. A Kennedy Gabbard's ticket is unstoppable.
It's unstoppable. It really, truly is. You know, Tulsi and I have remained really, very good friends, and I introduced her to Robert Kennedy Jr., and she went out to endorse him. And I know that she probably had a really hard time, too, because she woke up just like I did. I met her when I was on the road with Bernie Sanders, and then I went out and toured with her when she was running for president. Got to know her whole family, her husband, everybody.
Talk about that, because you can see she really woke up.
She woke up, and she's never admitted this live, and maybe this will prompt her to do so, because I think her wake-up had a little bit to do with a 90-minute conversation she and I had right after the release of Plandemic 1. She called me one day. And this is when the media was going crazy, smearing me. So I was fielding phone calls from people that weren't quite happy with what I had done. And I see Tulsi's name, and I pick it up, and I say, "Hi, Tulsi." And she says, "Mickey, what have you done?" And I thought, "Oh, here we go." And I said, "Hi, Tulsi. What do you mean?" And she said, "Everyone that I served with, all of my friends, my personal doctor, they're all sending me this video. My doctor was in tears. She said it's true." And I said, "Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell me something else." And so we got into a great conversation about that. And then during the conversation, I said, I have to ask you something, Tulsi. Were you really part of the contact tracing bill?" And she said, "I was." And I said, "Why? I know who you are. I can't put this together. Why you would be part of that?" She said, "There's so many good things in that bill that I think are really helpful." And I said, "Tulsi, you know the game. You know that they always hide good things in the bill, but the bad things are so bad they're going to last forever, and we're never going to get our liberties back from that." I said, "That's a contact tracing bill." And then she said, "What would you want me to do? Like, what are you trying to tell me?" And so we had this conversation for about another hour, and I told her, I said, I think you should leave the party and leave vocally. Let them know what you've seen and what you've discovered because they've treated you so unfairly.
She was the front runner and they screwed her over.
Disassemble that party. And whatever it was, a year later or so, she came out and she did it. And I was just so, I don't know if it had anything to do with my color or not, to be honest.
I think it did.
But it, you know, at least that planted a seed with her. And I'm so glad because she's way too good. She's way too good for that party. And the way that they treated her, she has great potential. And if anyone female that I'd love to see as the first president of the United States, definitely not Kamala.
I agree. And listeners say to me, "Well, she was a Democrat. She was this or that." I go off research and information, but then finally spirit, gut.
Yeah.
And I know RFK Jr. is a real guy. He has mistakes. He kind of just tries to go with what he thinks he can get done. But he's a real guy. I have a good feeling about him. Tulsi, I have nothing but good feelings. Trump, I know, is good, but his pigheadedness and things really concern me, but I still love Trump. And obviously, you look at a Joe Biden, you look at a Barack Obama, you look at a Prince Charles. I mean, your gut just says enemy, enemy, enemy. And so at the end of the day, folks, you got to go with your instincts, your gut, and plus the system attacking these people. But wow.
It's for me, it's become the more I'm engaged behind the curtain of politics, the more I realize it's about policy over personality. And so for me, I don't have to like a candidate at all anymore. I can despise them as a human being. What is their policies? Do they understand what's
going on? No, I agree. At a temporal level, policy's king. But I've learned off stuff like you feel like in a relationship or a woman's intuition. Gut level, watching Tulsi Gabbard talk, that's a real person. I know she's real.
Yeah.
I just know. My souls go, that's a good person. Same thing with RFK Jr. or Trump to a lesser degree because they hate him. They hate him because he is so peacockish and he knows how to punch their buttons and he's kind of savantish. I think Trump's good, too. I'm just saying, Tulsi, I have a good feeling about
that. One of the things that I had to feel when I was on the road with Tulsi is the suspicion because she was part of CFR, Center for Foreign Relations, and she was also on the website of the WEF for a short period of time. And I want to let people know the CFR was something that Tulsi was actually involved in. And when I asked her about that, we were staying at an Airbnb while we were touring. And I said, well, okay, I'm getting these messages online now. People want to know why you were a member of the CFR. And she said, I was young. I didn't know the game. I saw there was a lot of big names involved. You get invited to be part of something. I was a part of it until I realized what it was really about and did my work, and then I stepped out of it.
Well, sure, but I mean, how do we ever get people to defect to our side? What you said is policy and the fruit's what matters.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, I want to, if Klaus Schwab would wake up and maybe take ayahuasca with you, and you know, I would love him to join us, or King Charles.
Well,
that's the thing. As we begin to win and this whole thing collapses and Christ energy comes to the earth, I think, yeah. I mean, can anybody be too far gone?
Well, you know, you mentioned Klaus Schwab, and I will say, just to put a button on this with Vivek Ramaswamy and with Tulsi Gabbard, the World Economic Forum put both of them on their website without their permission. So this is one.
That's what they do. Yeah,
one of the names they play. Vivek is actually suing them now for doing that, and that's what they did to Tulsi. She was never part of the Young Forum.
And I don't like Eyepatch McCain, but in fairness, he reached out to me, and it is true. Eyepatch McCain was not part of it either. They just put him on there.
Yeah, that's what they do. They do that because they know it's going to damage them and it's going to lose support from their tribe. And so that's the game they play. It's really dirty.
How do you think Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab are feeling right now?
Well, you know, as we sit here in Texas with some new cases of malaria happening, emerging in Texas, and me looking back to August of 2020 when we released Plandemic 2 and we did an 18-minute expose on Bill Gates where we mentioned the perturbation stratospheric perturbation experiment, which is the blocking of the sun, which people said, you guys are crazy. That's ridiculous and stupid. And now it's actually being approved by the White House. When we said that Oxitec, a company that's going to release 750 million mosquitoes into Florida at the time, at that time it Texas wasn't on the map for that. Now they've done both. And so my question to the people is, how long are we going to allow this unelected maniac to create these deadly agendas and harmful technologies? How much are we going to allow them to forward with the agenda to block out our frigging sun?
I was about to say that. Like, it's Dr. Evil stuff, but it's not crazy. Satire. Block the sun out, release disease mosquitoes, and my listeners are like, hey, Jones, you're a wimp, call for violence. I'm not looking for violence. We'll turn him into a martyr, but at a certain point, people do kind of have a right. I mean, this dude is out of control. Yeah.
And just to be clear, you're listening.
We're not calling for violence. But
no, we're not whatsoever.
But I mean, he is attacking.
Your listeners are so cute in that they're probably fully aware of this. The flying mosquitoes, they call, actually in Science Magazine, coined the phrase flying syringes.
Do five more minutes, Mickey. I know you got to go. And then the great Drew Hernandez is taking over. Wow, Mickey Willis. Plandemic, the movie. Part 3 out now. The Great Awakening. Get it. Share it. It's critical. The globalists hope you don't.
Back in 2 minutes.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.